An action scene from the Marvel blockbuster Black Panther, the story of a young king in the secret fictional African kingdom of Wakanda, at once both ancient and amazingly advanced, the first big-budget superhero film with a majority African-American cast, characters who can be both good and evil, and then there are the costumes. Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo wore a Black Panther mask during an all-star dunk contest. The Carolina Panthers commissioned illustrators to reimagine their uniforms Black Panther style. People are putting together Wakanda sports leagues. Stores that rent traditional African clothing for weddings are seeing clothing fly off the racks as people rent or buy them to wear to the theaters. And then there's cosplayers, costume players who dress up as sci-fi and anime characters for play and conventions. There are fewer women in the cosplay world, even fewer people of color, but now they have the Black Panther characters. Tamara Heredia is a Black 29-year-old cosplayer from Houston. She's been wearing tribal face paints inspired by Black Panther and is working on a Black Panther costume. Tamara, what has Black Panther meant for you?
Okay, well, for me, Black Panther was such a big deal because I had never seen powerful Black women portrayed, like, anywhere, really. So to see them be, like, the leaders of Wakanda was really, really powerful for me.
We have the king's son's mother, Angela Bassett, playing Ramondo. You have his sister, Shuria. You have the different spies and guards. It really is quite awesome. And talk about not just how they present themselves. But what about what they're wearing? Breastplates and lots of leather and lots of golden cuff bracelets. Talk more about what it looks like.
So the outfits themselves, each of the different Dora Milaje, the women warriors, have different details to their armor. So we have the gold or the silver armor on the arms that's been molded. I believe we talked to Ruth, who did the costume work on the actual set of the movie. It's rubberized.
So wait a minute, You talked to the woman who did the costume work on the set?
Yes, ma'am. She's joined a group of Black Panther cosplayers, and she's been basically helping us and talking us through rebuilding or recreating the cosplays.
Well, how did you contact her?
She appeared in our group. They're like, welcome, Ruth. And we were like, hello, Ruth. Is this real life? So
you talk about groups. I want to get back to more of what you heard from the costume designer. But talk about these groups that many African-American cosplayers have created because, you know, you really are a minority in this world of cosplaying. What are some of the groups that you're in?
I'm in the extraordinary journey of a Black nerd. Name is really long. I'm also in POC cosplayers.
POC people of color.
Mm-hmm. And then Texas Melanin Geeks.
This is incredible. And so into one of these wanders the real costume designer from this extraordinary film. She tells you about pulling from different African countries for some of her inspiration. What else did she tell you?
Like, we were really stressing ourselves over the tabards that they have is all hand beaded. So we were wondering did they really truly sit there and hand bead the world's tiniest beads, or did they come up with some kind of quick way to do it? But no, it was all 100% hand beaded. At this point, I think we've hand beaded over 700 beads, and we're not done yet.
Well, tell us more about what this means to you. This is authentic.
It really reminds me that somebody cared enough to get the details down that were culturally correct. The fact that they took these elements and put them into the movie, it made a fictional world still have deep roots to, you know, our current world.
Right. And to your past. But on the flip side of that, speak to the fact that many minorities in the cosplay world have been trolled because in the past you have dressed up as white characters. You're not saying that you're giving up your right to do that as well.
No, not at all. I'm just excited that I can portray a Black character because I have cosplayed non-Black characters and heard the ridicule, like, you know, oh, you're a Black Power Girl. No, I'm just Power Girl, you know, or, oh, you're a Black Wonder Woman. No, I'm just Wonder Woman. It's because it's what we look like. Do you know what
and
I mean?
How would you feel if, I shouldn't say if, because we are also seeing young white people wanting to dress up like the Black Panther characters? How does that hit you?
Go for it. I think the biggest concern is that you, as far as like doing the facial markings with the paint and the scarifications that are traditional African traditions, I think that would be the most conflicting component, because these face paintings and these decorative face art, it means a lot more to the African community and the African American community. So like for me, I did do some tribal face paints, but I also got in contact with friends and family that I know from African tribes. So I avoided certain shapes and certain patterns so not to offend anyone, because I may be African American, but I don't know anything really about my African roots.
Well, maybe now you will.
Yeah.
know more. And I'm wondering, obviously, I hear the pride from you. I hear how exciting and fun it is. I'm wondering, will it transfer to other things? We're hearing about shops in primarily African-American communities that rent out authentic African clothing for things like weddings, people who want to return to those roots. And now people are renting clothing from there to go to see the movie. Is this something, do you think, because you're obviously so comfortable dressing up, is this something that you might incorporate more in your life?
I'm not sure. For me, I started trying to find like the African community in Houston to try to get in touch with those roots of mine. So I feel as though when I become more culturally aware, that I might feel more inclined to dress like that.
Right. Mimo, have you dressed up at the movie?
Yes, I did. I had a friend go to Nigeria, and she brought back some fabric for me. And so I made a movie premiere dress out of that fabric. But it was important that I supported either an African shop or African-American shops.
Well, and for your cosplay, you're going for Nakia. This is Lupita Nyong'o's character.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm looking at a picture of her now. Again, we'll have them at hearnow.org. She's got the breastplate and this heavy jewelry around her neck. How else are you going for her look?
So in order to do the necklaces, I'll give you like a little bit of secret as to what Ruth told us. They're actual rubber, like rubber tubing.
No.
Yeah, it's rubber tubing that they created the necklaces of. So we looked online and we found a few shops and we bought very similar tubing. And we're attaching the tubing to a piece of felt fabric so that it's more comfortable and it's easy on and off.
And what about the hair?
Her hairstyle is what's called a Bantu knot. So you twist and twist your hair until it makes little cinnamon buns, basically. And that's how she creates that look.
And I guess you have some other friends who are going for it's almost the Maasai warrior look of one of the guards. No
yes.
hair.
Yes, ma'am. Okoye is one of the characters that my friend is cosplaying as. She's a little bit stressed about the wig cap situation.
She's going to wear a wig cap.
Yeah, she can't bring herself to shave her head. I say go team shave, but, it's not my hair.
Look, it's so much fun, but it's also sounding pretty powerful. I'm just wondering, is there a moment where it hits you?
Yeah, there was a moment when we were putting on all the pieces that we've been working on. And just like seeing it on one of the girls is just like, whoa, like I feel so powerful and I feel so strong. And then I think about all the little kids that haven't seen, like Black superheroes or powerful Black women, So for me, it's like this is a chance for me to maybe even do charity work and touch these kids that haven't seen themselves and heroes.
I could see you showing up in a hospital ward. That would really make somebody's day.
Yeah, I know. Could you imagine?
Well, go for it.
I know. I hope to.
That's Tamara Heredia, a cosplayer from Houston, and expect to see her somewhere soon in her Black Panther outfits. Tamara, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.